What's up, Eagles fans, and welcome back inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. It's the week of the draft, and we're going to talk about the safety position here with NFL Film senior producer Greg Cosell. Greg, what does it say about the safety spot that there are two players now considered to be top 10 picks? That hasn't happened since 2006. Michael Huff and Dante Whitner went in the top 10. What does it say about the safety spot where two players, Jamal Adams, Malik Hooker, could go that early?
Well, I think it speaks to the changing nature of the safety position and the added importance for defensive coordinators in the league. Because what has the league become? We've talked about this a lot. The league has become much more of an 11-personnel league, three wide receivers and a tight end, with the tight end being detached from the formation. So very often the tight end is the single receiver to the boundary. And if you want to play man, and there's more man coverage in the league now, who goes out there? A safety. So you need safeties to do more than they did years ago. They need to be more athletic. They need to be more multidimensional in their skill set and their traits. So safety, years ago, and you probably remember this, Fran, even though I'm a few years older than you.
A little bit.
But you probably remember that people used to say, oh, you can get a safety in the fourth or fifth round. And yeah, hey, you can get anybody in any round, obviously. But I think the position has far more value for defensive coordinators. I've spoken to defensive coordinators over the last couple of years who've said to me very point blank, they say, hey, I can't do a lot of things I want to do unless I have a safety who can do this and that. So safety has become a far more important position because of the changing nature of NFL offenses.
Well, let me take this one step further then, because we look at Malik Hooker, who a lot of people see as a multidimensional safety, Jamal Adams, who everybody sees as a traditional safety. What about a player like Buda Baker, who is undersized and many people think is a kind of a Tyrann Mathieu, who was a third-round pick, had some other issues
That's
coming out of LSU.
Point.
But what does it say about a player like Buda Baker? Could he be worth a top 20 pick in your mind because of how the game is today?
I think he'd be team-specific. I mean, I think for a team like Arizona, now they have Mathieu, but let's say the way they play defense, all of a sudden Tyrann Mathieu was vaporized and wasn't there. I think they would view Buda Baker as a guy who could do exactly what Mathieu does, play safety in your base, play the slot in your sub packages, move around a little bit, you know, do various things without question. So now, again, you're getting to team and scheme specific. But you mentioned Jamal Adams. To me, Jamal Adams, you know, you go back to 2010. Eric Berry was the last safety chosen in the top five. Mm. That was 2010. I think a lot of people will look at Jamal Adams and feel that he's like that, that he can do all those things. I felt in watching Jamal Adams, and I've seen a lot of him, as I know you have, I feel like he's such a good football player. I think he's a better football player than pure testing athlete. And it's not that his testing was bad. It's not like he's slow. But I think when you watch him play, his feel for the game, his play recognition, to use the term instincts everybody likes to use, his ability to line up in different places, I think he's one of those players at the safety position who can do many, many things for you and do it well.
So this is a perfect segue, because I want to talk about a player in Jabril Peppers who a lot of people view as a potential linebacker. Is he a strong safety? He's done everything at the college level. He's not going to do that at the NFL level.
No.
But what does he bring to an NFL team in your mind?
Well, if you think traditionally, and maybe others will think outside the box, he's 213 pounds, so he's not a stacked linebacker. And he played predominantly in the box this year. I know he's played outside the box a little more in other years. He did play over the slot, which I think he can do. I think he certainly has the athletic ability to do that. But he's a safety. He's not Dion Buchanan. I don't think you can line him up as a stacked backer. I don't think he plays with that kind of physicality. To me, he's more of a movement player, an athletic player, than a physical player.
Yeah.
Whereas Dion Buchanan is a physical player.
It's interesting because he compared himself at the combine to Earl Thomas. No one kind of views him as that kind of a player. He views himself as an Earl Thomas. Do you think he's more Earl Thomas or is he more Cam Chancellor?
I would argue he's more Earl Thomas. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that he's going to become a great single high safety.
Of course, of course.
But I think the way he moves and the style with which he plays is more like an Earl Thomas than it is a Cam Chancellor.
So you think he could be an interchangeable, if you're a team that likes interchangeable parts, he could be that interchangeable safety?
Yes, I do believe that.
Very interesting.
The Connecticut kid to me is really fascinating.
Obi Melifonwu, another guy who tested off the charts at the combine.
The Melifonwu kid is fascinating because he's 6'4", 224 pounds, and he's really, really athletic. People are going to like Hooker more, I would guess, than Melifonwu. Hooker has not played a lot of football, and I think people are looking at the fact that his athleticism is off the charts. But I think Melifanu, as we speak today, is a better player than Hooker. He's not very as athletic as Hooker.
Very interesting. It's a very talented safety class. Yeah. A lot of very interesting options at the position. And we will continue with our last segment, the cornerback spot, later this week right here inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.